This report is brought to you by WaterSmacker, the countertop home water ionizer that is the best way to de-acidify your body. I've been using this for nearly 4 months now. I have a very acidic diet because I don't like vegetables. Cancer loves acidic bodies. The WaterSmacker not only lowers the pH of the bottled water I buy from Costco, but ionizes the water with an electrical charge so that when you drink it, you get a little spark just to let you know it's working. The first result was I wasn't falling asleep in the middle of the day. The second result was my stomach didn't feel constantly acidic. There's a ton of info on the website, but I'm telling you, I'll never drink non-ionized water again, at least when I'm at home. Go to www.watersmacker.com. Good afternoon. I'm still reporting on thuggery. CNN this morning is bragging about how they made a young Reddit user apologize for making and posting the original GIF last Wednesday of Donald Trump slinging an out-of-control professional wrestler to the ground where the wrestler's face was covered by the CNN logo. CNN explained that they were able to identify the Reddit poster using a Facebook search and ultimately corroborate details he had made available on Reddit. Then CNN admitted to contacting the man by email and phone, but he did not respond. An anonymous source has told the Still Report that the so-called man was really a 15-year-old boy who was scared witless when he saw CNN calling and emailing him. We cannot confirm his age, however. He immediately deleted his Reddit posts. Later, either before or after talking to CNN, he posted this rather lengthy, well-written apology. Does this read like a CNN press release to anyone else? First of all, I would like to apologize to the members of the Reddit community for getting this site and this sub embroiled in a controversy that should never have happened. I would also like to apologize for the posts made that were racist, bigoted, and anti-Semitic. I am in no way this kind of person. I love and accept people of all walks of life and have done so for my entire life. I am not the person that the media portrays me to be in real life. I was trolling and posting things to get a reaction from the subs on Reddit and never meant any of the hateful things I said in those posts. I would never support any kind of violence or actions against others simply for what they believe in, their religion, or the lifestyle they choose to have. Nor would I carry out any violence against anyone based upon that or support anyone who did. The meme was created purely as satire. It was not meant to be a call to violence against CNN or any other news affiliation. CNN explained this morning that they had interviewed the person. He sounded nervous about his identity being revealed and asked not to be named out of fear for his personal safety and for the public embarrassment it would bring to him and his family. However, after President Trump had retweeted his post on Sunday, the person said on Reddit that he was honored. I wake up and who retweets my post but the MAGA Emperor himself. I am honored. Then, acting as judge, jury, and executioner, CNN stated, CNN is not publishing his name because he is a private citizen who has issued an extensive statement of apology, showed his remorse by saying he has taken down all his offending posts, and because he said he is not going to repeat this ugly behavior on social media again. In addition, he said his statement could serve as an example to others not to do the same. CNN reserves the right to publish his identity should any of that change. So, CNN reserves the right to destroy anyone who opposes the party line, is it? What's the big deal? It was funny. It wasn't racist or homophobic or bigoted or Islamophobic. It was just funny. Trump takes down CNN. And how does CNN respond? By threatening someone, perhaps a kid, with life ruination unless he prints their confession and apology. It's extortion, a total abuse of the media's power. Should they actually pull the trigger now, that person would probably never have to work another day in his life from the lawsuit settlement. How can we be sure of this? Well, let's just say the evidence is building. Early this morning, a CNN insider spilled the beans on how CNN finds people's personal information and with their relation to Time Warner got his identity. They extorted him to apologize or be revealed. This is huge, and we don't even know it's the only time it has happened. VPNs may not even truly protect you if the ISP can connect the dots over time with timestamps. But that's not all. According to Truthfeed, CNN producer Donnie O'Sullivan admitted today that he uses threats and bully tactics to silence people who disagree with him online. I tracked down a guy who was trolling me recently. Once he realized I had identified him, he apologized. Reporter Amy Marino picked up on his tweet and asked for more information about how he did that. Do you use CNN resources to box people? What's your process? Is CNN aware? I'm doing an article for TF and would like to know today. Now, just 2 hours ago, Senator Ted Cruz has jumped in. Cruz tweeted around noontime today, "Troubling. I assume CNN's lawyers are examining Georgia Statute 16.8.16, theft by extortion. If CNN constructively obtained the gift maker's IP, it's a Georgia crime if they threaten to disseminate any information tending to subject any person to hatred, contempt, or ridicule. This is nothing but modern-day thuggery. Do what we say or we'll expose you to our paid Soros thugs." Attorney General Sessions needs to move on this quickly with a press statement. Just a reminder, we'll be on The Couch tonight at www.thecouch.tv discussing this fast-breaking story. Remember, use your Chrome browser when signing on to thecouch.tv. An interesting side note is that AT&T is buying Time Warner for $85 billion. President Trump has said he is opposed to the deal, but he may not be able to block it. Time Warner shareholders have voted to merge. The FCC has just given their okay. Now, only the Justice Department has to approve. The interesting thing is that AT&T has said that they are not pleased with CNN's management and reputation as being fake news. We'll see how all this plays out. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.